This afternoon, we'd like to invite Brother Paul Chan from Cerritos Church to testify. Our faith and our life cannot be separated. So if we truly live in Christ, we will experience much in our daily life. So we pray that the Lord will give him eloquence, and whatever he say will edify us as well as glorify God's name. Let's pray together.
到4:15，好，以前结束。
We'll conclude before 4:15.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，奉耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
有一个长老曾经写一本书。
There was an elder who once wrote this book,
就是写的我亲眼看见神。
Which is entitled, I've seen God with my eyes.
相信在我们生活当中啊, 如果详细去体会, 也会看到神。
If we were to think carefully, then you will also experience God.
我小弟今天想要见证有四点啊。
I'd like to testify about 4 points today.
第一点就是小弟的父亲啊, 他在过世的时候, 让我感受到说, 人的一生当中什么是最重要的。
First is that when my father passed away, it recalls to me what is the most important part of our life.
第二个就是让我感受到过去在早期的时候, 我是如何得到恩典。
Second is, in the early days of my faith, how I received the grace of God.
一个人即使他在从小啊, 在教会长大, 或是他甚至他的父母亲啊, 是一个教会里面的很重要的工人啊, 但是信仰是必须自己建立。
Even if a person is an offspring of important workers of God, he still needs to establish his own faith.
第三个就是说, 从小我所看到的, 神的神迹啊。
And the other is the early work of God's miracles.
最后一个就是说, 如果有时间的话, 好, 小弟是如何到总会来工作。
And if time permits, I would like to testify how I came to work for GA.
2010年的, 9月, 我的父亲, 我爸爸, 我刚买机票, 让他回台湾。
September 2010, I purchased an air ticket for my father, my parents to return to
Taiwan. 他打算在10月的28号回来。
He was hoping to return October 28th.
结果一直到了10月的2号，将近10月23号、24号， 那个时候星期六。
So by around 10, October 23rd, 24th is a Saturday.
我只知道说在他要回来的前一个礼拜六，他去领会的时候。
All I know is that one week before he returns, while he was leading a service in church.
信徒跟他讲，他领会下，信徒跟他讲，就是那个Alan Yu的那个爸爸，就跟他讲说你的脸，就是那个脸色很不好。And
after he finished his sermon, Brother Alan Yu's father told him that you don't look very well.
所以就载他回家。And
then drove him home.
跟他说你要去检查，要不然你要怎么坐飞机呀？
And said that you should go for a checkup, otherwise you can take an airplane.
礼拜六再回家之后，礼拜一他们就到医院去检查，他就到医院去检查。
So after they came back from church service, they went to a hospital for a checkup.
这些事情我完全都不知道。
All these things I did not know.
后来我才知，我后来跟我讲，我才知道，我回去之后才知道。
I was informed of all these details after I went back to Taiwan.
他们都一直没有让我知道。
They hid all these details from me.
他们一去检查之后，45分钟之后，医生就告诉他说：“哦，这个应该就是血癌啊。”
So 45 minutes after the checkup, the doctor announced to him that you have leukemia.
我的爸爸笑笑跟他说：“我可不可以先回美国跟我的家人聚一聚再回来啊？”
And so my father smiled and said, "Can I go back to the United States to meet with my family?"
医生跟他说：“你这次飞回去可能不会再回来。”
And the doctor told him that once you fly back, you probably will never return.
可是家人都没有让我知道。
But my family never informed me this.
一直直到我在 NCC 的时候，也就是十月，已经十月中了，过了然后两个礼拜后。
So it was 2 weeks after NCC, which is about mid November.
结果呢，突然间我妈妈就讲了一句话，就说：“哈，我看你要回来了。”
And suddenly, my mom called me out of the blue and said, "I should go back home."
我跟她说：“哈，这个 NCC 以及 NITS 是我工作里面最重要的。”
And I told her that NCC and NYTS are two of the most important work.
我不晓得怎么样离开啊。
I don't know how I can separate myself from
my work. 最后，他突然间冒出一句话说：“你一定要回来，因为你爸爸已经病危了。”
So she finally said, "You have to return because your father is about to pass away."
我吓了一跳啊！原来我爸已经有一段时间住院。他们都没有让我知道。
I was startled because my father has been hospitalized for some time. They did not inform me.
我坐飞机的时候，我心里面很难过啊，在想啊，是不是嘴巴插的管子，这个有什么胃什么插的一大堆管子啊
？And I with a very heavy and sad heart, I was on my airplane.
那也很感谢神啊，结果在这个要回去的前一两天呐、啊，有个姐妹就告诉我说：“哈，你知道买机票很贵哦，我有mileage先给你啊。”
So a couple of days prior to the flight, there was a sister who said, buying ticket last minute is very expensive. I have mileage that I can redeem for you.
你怎么想也没有想到说怎么会那个时候会有这种事情发生呢、啊？神好像都帮我预备好了。
And you never expected this kind of thing to happen. It seems like God already prearranged.
我回到了台湾的时候，我爸爸就这样睡觉睡大半，突然醒来说：“谁叫你回来？”
And so when I went back to Taiwan, all of a sudden my father woke up and said, "Oh, who asked you to come back?"
我转过来看我妈说，她没事，好好的啊，你叫我回来干嘛？
So then I turned back to see my mom and said, "He's fine. Why did you ask me to call back?"
那我妈妈才把一张绿色的那个纸哈，她天蓝色纸指给我看，是医生写的，是病危通知啊。我就吓说是今天晚上最后一天呐。
And my mother pointed to a green slip of paper saying that this is the last day of your father, according to the hospital.
我看一看不像嘞。
I looked at him and didn't feel like it.
又说有笑，一下子又跑去洗手间。
He's smiling, he's talking, going to the restroom. It seems like it's normal. 啊，
我们跑去买那个鸭肉饼回来吃，他也看一看，好像也蛮好吃的，不太像是要走的感觉啊。
We purchased some snacks and he was enjoying them. It didn't seem like he was a person about to decease.
后来呢，一直到我在那边两个礼拜后，他第十天呐，哈，不到两个，第十天的礼拜四。
So 10 days after I returned, it was on a Thursday.
然后呢，那天早上他突然就是，也不是突然，就是说那天早上就跟我讲说，现在八点是不是该买个东西给我吃啊
？So on that morning, he said it's already 8 o'clock. Can you buy something for me to eat?
我买的苹果面包跟那个草莓牛奶给他喝了一口，吃了一口之后，他说我累了，我要睡觉了。
So after he had a bite of the bread and the milk, and he said, "I'm tired. I want to go to bed."
他就这样躺下去睡觉，不到十分钟之后。人就好像不见了，就整个这样没有动作，然后那个手就扶着那个床缘旁边，慢慢这样放开来。
He lay down himself, and then about 10 minutes later, he just passed away.
我那时候不就发现，哎，不对劲啊，就一直按那个医院的那个紧急铃啊。
And I said, "Well, something is wrong." So I kept pressing the alarm button.
不管那么多，就在上面一直祷告啊，说神啊，你让那个很多人会好，我爸不会啊，你一定要让他好啊。
So I kept praying to God, saying, "God, you have healed so many people. Please heal my father too."
后来我才发现说，所有人都知道，医院所有人都知道，护士也知道他今天最后一天，只有我不知道。
And so it was later that I found out that everybody, including the nurses in the hospital, knew that this was his last day, except I was in the dark.
那个时候我一个人愣在那个地方，不晓得怎么处理啊。
And I was dumbfounded, didn't know what to do.
后来教会的人就来了，然后就帮我联络人。那医院医生就医院就开始写一张单子，每一个小时在那个太平间一个小时就是1000块台币啊。
So the
开始算时间了。
The hospital gave me a timetable. Every hour that he stays in that room is going to be $1,000.
你不赶快处理，就是一个小时一个小时一直算。
So if you don't take care of the matter, then it will be calculating cost hour by hour.
我愣住，我不晓得怎么处理呀、
啊。I was beside myself. I didn't know what to do.
到了这个那个 funeral home， 就是那个殡仪馆的时候。
When I went to the funeral home，
然后那个小姐就打个电脑，就看一看那个上面的那个表，就跟我讲哈、哦，你爸爸一定要等到12月20号才能够处理啊。
And so the lady there told me that your father has to wait until December 20th in order to be taken care of。
我越想越不对劲啊！我12月9号的假就已经结束，我一定要回去啊。
I said, "Well, I need to return December 9th."
那个时候，他就问我说：“那你有没有什么准备？”我问他说：“准备什么
？”She said, "Do you have any kind of preparation? What kind of preparation?"
我买地呀、啊，我们买联络这个生什么东西？我说我不知道，刚从美国回来啊。
For instance, buying a plot of land or do this with that. I said, "I just came back. I don't know what to do."
其中另外一个隔壁一个先生就说：“好像你刚从美国回来，你不知道，我们也怎么会知道？”
And the other person next to us saying, "Oh, you just returned from U.S. If you don't know what to do, we don't know what to do either."
我说你觉得你决定要怎么做？我说最便宜。
And so I finally said, "Oh, why don't you do what is the most cost-effective way?"
他就去找那个人，那个人又在打，哈哈，帮你打电话看看，刚好有个位置。过一会就告诉我说，哎，你爸爸是农民啊，他不用地，不用钱，火葬各方面，通通都是台北市政府包的。
So the lady, after doing some research, said, "Oh, your father is a veteran, so all the plot of land, all the costs associated with funeral is free of charge."
从来没想到我爸怎么会是个农民啊
！It never occurred to me that my father is a veteran.
他走了，我才知道他叫农民啊
！It was only after he passed away that I realized he was a veteran.
所以那个时候就觉得我爸曾经在五六年前哈，在他要走的五六年前，台湾正好在流行买地啊，买那个墓园啊。
I remember before he passed away 5-6 years ago, there was a craze about purchasing a plot of land for burial.
他曾经讲一句话，他说不用买了。
And he once said, "Don't bother buying them."
你认真哦，做圣工哦，神会帮你预备。
If you work hard for God, God will prepare for you.
我也没有想到他今天会走，完全不知道。他真的要走了前一几十分钟，我真的都还不知道。慢慢发现不太对劲，好像怎么好像叫也叫不起来。
It completely took me by surprise that he left that day, and it really was out of blue for me.
一生当中74年，74岁，完全没有进过医院，一进医院就是回家。
He for his 74 years of life, he had never been to a hospital. So the one time that he goes, he passes away.
后来呢，到了丧礼的时候。
And during the funeral service,
他们那些长子曾经都去访问过他的人，就在证道的时候讲了一件事。
And the elders and deacons who had visited him previously mentioned this.
他说，这位执事曾有留下了3000万的遗产给他的儿子，我吓了一跳。
And they mentioned that this deacon had left behind $30 million for his son. And so everybody gazed upon.
然后他就讲啊，他要把这三千万分给大家。
But he said he decided to distribute
洪长老哈，洪姓的长老
distribute this $330 million to everyone.
千万要把神抓住啊！
The first $10 million is to seize upon God.
第二千万把家庭顾好啊
！Second ten million is to seize upon the family, take care of the family.
第三千万就是要把工作做好。
And the last $10 million is to make sure that you do your job well.
后来我去处理他的这个 security box 啊。
And later, when I was taking care of his security box,
哦，就是那个手续很麻烦呐。
It was a very complicated procedure.
因为呢，我不知道说 security box 平常进去那么容易，后来才知道这叫做遗产。
Safety box is considered.
也要缴税，万一里面有什么金条要缴税、啊。
It's considered inheritance. If there's any gold bars and what have you, you still have to pay tax.
银行的人就下来啊，让我们几个就要去开那个 safety box、啊。
So the banker came with us, and we were going to open up the safety box.
Safety box 一挖开来，我开始挖看里面有没有什么好东西呀、啊。
And we opened up the box, and we were hoping to get something valuable.
挖到一个好东西啊，就是这一包啊，今天拿来给大家看。
I found this envelope, and I want to show off.
不好意思，念里面的东西哦。其实里面就是我国中哈、哦、那个成绩不及格的成绩单。
And this is the report card of my middle school when I had failed many classes.
这个哈、哦、退步了，已经进入最后十名榜哈、哦，请多用，请家长多用心了、哦。
And so the teacher remarked that he is one of the last person in the class.
没有超过30分呐。
His English score is horrible.
让我回想到我的从小今天哦，从小到大，神都一直在照顾我啊，我都不知道啊。
So this reminds me that ever since my childhood, God has been taking care of me without my awareness.
因为小时候哈，教会就是我的避难所。
Because since young, the church has been my haven.
我爸叫我读书，我就喜欢去教会，因为可以不用读书啊。
My father tells me to study hard. I would just escape into the church, so I don't have to study.
礼拜天要上儿童聚会，就开始找下午有没有妇女团契也好，还有什么东西包水饺、社青团契、婚姻介绍也没关系。
In those days, the youth class is held on Sunday mornings, and after the Sunday morning, I would look for other workshops, whatever workshop, even marriage workshop.
大同教会、石牌教会有没有灵恩会？这个是最好的借口，不用回家。
To see if there is any other kind of seminars in surrounding churches, so that would give me the base excuse not to go home.
我记得有一次我忘了，我到大同教会是到哪淡水家参加一场丧礼啊。
I remember once I went to Da Tong Church where some church to attend a funeral service. 我
妈妈追到那个地方来说，你怎么还儿童聚会结束不回家？我跟她说，妈，这里有丧礼呢。
My mom sought me out and said, after your children's class, how come you didn't go home? And I told her, this is a funeral service. Please
我妈妈
跟我说，
丧礼你也好啊。
And said, oh, you still want to go to a funeral service?
但是后来一路让我毕业的时候，到我国中的时候啊。
So when I graduated and went into my high school,
国中二年级的时候，有一次我做了一个梦啊。
During middle school, second year of my middle school, I had a dream.
因为准备要考联考。
Because I was getting ready for the high school test. 其实我也知道我没有学
校可以念啊。
And I know with my horrible score, I probably won't get in.
有一次我就做了一个梦，梦到我会讲英文啊。
So I had this dream that I was speaking in English.
就醒来的时候呢，过一会儿了，我爸就听到下面有人在摇按铃啊，就下去就看到一个挂号信。
So after I woke up, somebody rang the doorbell and said that you have a certificate mail.
通知我说我已经被留校查看，符合退学资格。
And there was a notice from the school saying that
国中二年级啊
，saying that I am qualified to, I cannot graduate from middle school.
不是只有 qualify 而已，是一定要啊。
Not just qualified, but I'm doomed to stay behind for 1 year.
那一直到了我国中，其实是等于是同等学历的离开那个学校，不是毕业。
So I finally,
就是你的学分到了，可是你的那个 GP 那个 GRP 哈，就是那个 GGP 就是那个。grade point 哈，没有到那个标准，没有到毕业的标准。
So even though I didn't officially graduate from middle school, but I did finally complete all the coursework.
找了高中，我就去考高中，我胆子也蛮大的哈，就直接去考啊。
And it was rather bold of me because I started taking the entrance exam for high school.
我在寻找神迹啊。
I was looking for a miracle.
从公立高中开始考，考到最后，公立高中、公立高职、五专那考到最后，已经没有学校了。
I kept hoping that my score would be good enough to go into a public school or any kind of school, a trade school.
台北的人都应该知道，公立高中第一间就是建国中学，我也填它是我的第一志愿。
And I even listed very prestigious school as my first priority.
满分800分，我考回来成绩128分。
So the full score is 800 points, but I only scored 120.
我爸爸也留下来。
And so my score is right here. My father left it.
我爸回来就讲一句话，说你全部猜 B， 你也不会考得到低于200啊。你仔细真的，我后来有去看，真的所有都很平均 ，A 也是刚好20题 ，B 也是刚好20题。
My father said, "Oh, it's amazing. If you were to score the lowest on every subject, you would score at least 200 points, and yet you have 120."
我妈妈就去。拿着我的成绩单去拜托我们邻近的一间非常不、很不好的学校，
so、my mother
让我念夜间部。
My mother took my score and then and went to a very poor school nearby to let me study at night time.
我进去的时候，快毕业的时候，我们的那个老师还跟我说：“你要是有本事念到这个专科，你回来实验室就给你做实验室的事情。”
So when I finished my night school.The teacher even challenged me, saying that if you can ever graduate from this program, then you can come back and this laboratory will be yours.
这间学校离谱到什么程度？我毕业念了专科回来，那间学校被卖掉了，因为呢那个时候刚好炒股票，就把学校卖掉去买股票。
And this school was so poorly run that after I graduated and I came back to this school, it was no longer there because the owner decided to sell it and buy stocks.
我念完高中的时候。
When I finished my high school,
我要说，我告诉我爸说，我要补习，我要跟他要钱。
I told my father that I need to go to cram school and I need some money.
他马上问我说，你自己先出钱，我给你钱，到时候你给我拿去买摩托车。
And he immediately said, "You better pay for it yourself. I know you're going to take.
有多差
You're going to take that money and buy a motorcycle. So you know my credit score is horrible."
一直直到我进了专科的时候。这个都是祷告，没有时间去讲细节。我一直就是说，来到教会，反正玩累了就祷告。
So, later on, when I finally graduated from my trade school, all I can do was I would pray and until I'm exhausted, I don't really study that hard.
我进了专科的时候，全部的东西全部都及格啊，全部的科目都及格，
oh, when I,
都六最少六十了哈。
When I entered the trade school,
专科 college.
Oh, when I went to the college, I barely squeak by with 60 on every subject.
只有我的英文, 哦, 上下学习, English 101, 哦, 是 26 分, 平均。
Except my English subject, it was average 26 points.
我看念不完啊,
so I figure there's no way I can finish my school.
我就去找老师啊,
I went to the teacher.
啊, 老师就跟我讲说, 我很想让你过, 因为看你读书精神是, 很想让你过。
And the teacher said, I really want to pass you because I know that you study, you have a good spirit in studying.
但是我让你过,
but if I let you pass, I will feel guilty.
第三人称单数要加S, 你都不知道,
if you don't even know the basics, like adding an S to the subject for the third person, how can I let you pass?
你就唱一首英文歌, 全班都同意, 大家公平, 大家都同意的话, 你就唱一首英文歌的话, 我就让你过。
So he said, "What? I have this proposal. If you can sing a song in English, and the, your whole class feels that is pretty good, then I will let you pass."
全班看我做人也没有那么失败，大家都同意啊。And
so the whole class agreed to this proposal.
然后呢，我那时候当然先答应再说啊。So
I naturally agreed to this proposal first.
这件事情一直放在心上，不知道怎么解决。And
I placed
哪里会唱英文歌啊？I
placed this in my heart. I didn't know how to resolve this because I don't know a lick. About singing English songs.
大专班学生年会, CYSC.
So I went to a CYSU, which is
台湾的,
college youth.
因为去参加那个学生年会, 那些大学生哦, 都很喜欢拿个吉他, 哦, 唱英文赞美诗, 哦。
And during which time, the college kids love to bring a guitar and sing English songs.
结果最后惜别会的时候, 他唱英文赞美诗的时候, 我突然间让我想到这首, 诶, 我可以学哦。
And so it was during the concluding hymnal that it struck me that I could learn this piece.
就因为他那首赞美诗就 in his time, 好像只有一句话而已。
Because that English song is very simple, just in his time, in his time.
我根本不懂 in his time 什么意思，但我只会就跟着大家一起唱就对了。
I didn't even know what in his time means.
我回家就赶快把叫那个刚刚唱那首的谱给我。 用 YL 划掉，然后打字机打上去 ，in his time，in his time，那最后 in his time，那这样结束了。
And so I brought the lyrics home and I quickly typed it up and just in his time throughout the entire.
作词作曲也没有固定啊，这也是合法啊。
I didn't violate any copyright.
哦，所以我就拿着那个麦克风就上去就开始唱 in his time 的时候，哇，那个我们老师就其实我眼睛是闭闭，吓得要死啊，好像很陶醉的样子啊。
And so I was so scared, and I kept my eyes closed when singing that song.
就那个老师就发现说奇怪，怎么只有一句话？
And the teacher said, "How come this song only has one statement?"
那用这种方法，这样的程度的人，今天能够在美国活得好好的。
And using this level,
这就是见证啊。
Using this level of English ability, I'm able to survive here in the United States.
那为什么,
and this is a testimony.
为什么神一路在旁边好像雅各一样一直在帮着他? 我自己虽然不知道, 事后回想起来发现说, 神一路都在帮我。
And I never realized that God has been helping me just like he helped Jacob all along the way.
我在当兵的时候,
during my soldier days.
我到陆战队, 在高雄。
I went to the Marine Service in Kaohsiung.
每一次只要一放假, 就跑去教会里面, 跪着, 一直祷告, 就因为那个眼泪就一直掉下来。
Every time there's a vacation or holidays, I would go to the church and pray, and each time in the prayer, I'm filled with tears.
因为那个时候开始感觉要想到说, 小时候会有那么多的快乐, 就是因为能够在教会这样子成长。
It was then it dawned on me that my childhood is filled with happiness because I grew up in the church.
每天就想到只有说, 如果没有去教会祷告, 好像下个月, 下个礼拜, 坐船出去, 或是演习出去, 到底能不能回来, 不知道啊。
And it dawned on me that if I don't go to church to pray, I will never know if I can return safely from my outings.
我在当兵的时候真的曾经看到人这样子死掉被带走的, 就没有再回来了。
Because during my soldier days, I've seen people, its lives taken right in front of my eyes.
我不晓得什么时候会轮到我啊。
I don't know when if I'm going to be the next person.
让我回想到说, 人如果遇到最困难的时候, 才会去想到神啊。
So I realized that it's only in our darkest moment that we'll remember God.
你每天保护得好好的, 你没有想到神啊。
If you're well protected every day, you would not even remember God.
也让我想到说, 小时候有很多的体验, 就在那个时候才回忆起来, 说, 这种感觉我一定要把它抓住啊。
It was then that I remembered that I have experienced God during my childhood so many times, and I want to treasure those moments.
我曾经有一次做站卫兵的时候，就把枪杖插在前面了，一只手杖扶着，戴着钢盔啊，打瞌睡。
Once when I was a soldier standing guard, I put the gun in front of me and with my helmet on, and I was dozing off.
旁边很累啊，站了已经两个小时，下哨要出操，结果头一点啊，就是那个刺刀就在上面而已，往我的眼睛上戳过去呀、啊。就这样醒过来。
There's a knife right on top of the tip of the gun, and I was very tired after 2 hours. My head dozed off, and this knife just sliced through my the.
内心一直喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚。那个时候祷告最有力量啊！那时候都没有人叫你祷告。
I was crying, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. At that moment, nobody need to tell you to pray.
我到屏东教的时候，陈先生臭的要命啊，然后穿着那个军人的衣服进去里面，跪下就一直喊哈神啊，你要救我啊！
When I go to church, I'm all stinky from being a soldier, but the moment I knelt down, I was crying to God.
后来传道来给我按手啊，那很多人就看着我，奇怪你是发生什么事情啊
？So the pastor came and lay hand on me, and a lot of people said, "What happened to you?"
你就知道说，一个人如果是真正知道自己的生命是神所赐的，你对神会抓得很紧啊。
So you realize that if you realize your life is in the hands of God, then you will seize God very tightly.
也让我看想到过去小时候很多的意象，这些意象成为我在当兵的时候想到说一定要把神抓住。
A lot of visions that during my childhood resurface and let me realize I need to cling close to God.
我在1977年的时候啊
1987年的时候 1987
有一次啊，我到那个在灵恩会的时候
，during a special convocation，
我在灵恩会的时候看到这个那个圣餐杯上面有宝血啊。
I saw that there was the precious blood of Christ in the cup during the Holy Communion。
我那个时候并不是很注意去感觉哦。
I didn't especially pay attention to this experience。
但是只觉得奇怪，这一次的这个灵恩会的这个圣餐杯怎么那个这么红啊
？It just seems strange to me. How come the cup during this Holy Communion is especially crimson？
回头之后才想到说，哎，我看到宝血。
It was only when I went back home that I realized I saw the blood of Christ。
很多东西环绕在我们生活当中，其实我们没有去注意啊。
There's many things around our lives that we don't pay particular attention to.
小弟1970年出生。
I was born 1970.
1970年的四月受洗。
I was baptized April 1970.
在我小时候跟着我的父母亲到教会的时候。
When I follow my parents to church in my childhood.
有一次我的妈妈在祷告室祷告，在三重教会祷告室祷告。
Once my mother was praying in Sansong Church.
那个时候我就是觉得说我在这个环境，我妈怎么会这么祷这么久这样子，受不了啊。
And I couldn't bear it anymore because my mom was praying for the longest time.
结果突然间呢、啊，我看到隔壁的那个妈妈哦，一个老姐妹唱灵歌啊。
And suddenly I saw a sister next to my mom was singing in spiritual song.
其实你仔细的看《使徒行传》，圣灵的带领啊。
If you study the book of Acts, the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
就从很多人当中慢慢的越来越少人，越来越少人了。
You see that from the many multitudes, it narrowed down to fewer and fewer individuals.
可是你如果仔细的去探讨的话，你会知道说，那种事情其实发生在当中。今天如果我们努力的话，一样会发生在我们生活当中。
But if you study carefully, if you emulate these people's faith, it will also happen on yourselves.
小时候我到教会，虽然在教会是玩的态度啊。
Even though when I was young, I went to church with the attitude of seeking fun.
楼上楼下玩，结果不小心看到有人跳唱灵歌、跳灵舞啊。
And sometimes I see people praying in spiritual songs or have spiritual dance during the prayers.
我刚刚所提到的那位谢长老。
I mentioned there was an elder Che.
他曾经写在《圣灵月刊》里面讲了一段记事啊。
He once wrote this in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
这是在温子教会在1958年的时候。
Which is in Wenzhi Church, 1958.
9月21号到9月29号。
September 21st to 29th.
109人得到圣灵。
There were 109 people who received Holy Spirit.
1968年，同样的那个地方。
1968, the very same church,
139人得到圣灵。
139 people received Holy Spirit.
这是当时只要在那个年头的人大家都知道的一件事情。
This is a very humongous event that people knew at the time.
可是这些人慢慢的离开了世间，到天国了。
But these people all gradually passed away and went to heaven.
这种事情慢慢的没有人来提到啊。
So rarely do people mention these events.
我们虽然每天都看圣经，可是这种事情没有办法去印证在我们生活当中啊。
Even though we pray, we read this Bible every day, but we don't see this in our daily lives.
嘉义教会江执事哈，江雅各执事在不久前才告诉我，1962年。
Deacon Zhang told me that in Jiayi Church in
1962, 在1962年的四月的灵恩会，有一次是67个人得到圣灵。
Once during a spiritual convocation, 67 received Holy Spirit.
相信各位有很多人是从台中教会来的。
I believe a lot of you came from Taizong Church.
1958年的秋季灵恩会
，1958 a fall spiritual convocation,
有49个人得到圣灵。
49 people received Holy Spirit.
1959年有43个人。
1959, 43 people.
已经算是靠近我出生的年头，是1961年了。
1960, which is close to when I was born,
有46个人得到圣灵。
46 people received Holy Spirit.
这种情形是我从小看着这些在长大的。
And this is something I've witnessed since childhood.
虽然我来到教会是晚，可是我看到这些东西一直放在头脑里面，直到我当兵的时候，慢慢去回想这些东西呀。
And even though these were all impressed upon me during my childhood, when I became a soldier, they resurfaced.
我只知道说，当我在外岛在演习到外岛的时候啊。
I just know that when I was assigned to the outer islands,
28个人坐在一个小小的，好像是一个潜艇，那种叫 LVD landing vehicle 哈，就是水鸭子啊。下去的时候哈，只要一翻哦，里面28个全死掉。
28 people were riding on this
LVD
landing vehicle, and if it gets capsized, all 28 people would perish.
履带的哈，就是在潜水登陆，二次世界大战诺曼底登陆的留下的产物啊。
Because it's the amphibious vehicle from the Normandy War.
所以在那个时候，我只有心里面只有说，那个时候想到小时候看到这些见证之后，让我相信说我有神同在啊。
It was then I remember all the testimonies, and I realized God abides with me.
也让我感觉到想到1973年啊。三重教会的灵恩布道会
also reminds me of 1973 三重 Church's Evangelical Service.
黄丁甲传道在布道的时候
Pastor 黄丁甲
啊，这位传道已经过世了
He has already passed away.
那个布道会有将近500人一直坐到外面，那个门是打开的。
There were more than 500 people sitting in the chapel, and the door was open.
我那时候只想说，一个曾经看过神恩典上走过来的，今天来走到这个陆战队的这个路上。如果没有神，我其实是根本不可能退得了伍啊。
And I remember a person who had witnessed the doings of God. If I without God, then I could not possibly finish my soldier duty.
可能你连受训都过不了关，最后连这个衔接教育也过不了关了。
And there's no way I can finish my training or my tour of duty.
很多人就逃兵了。
A lot of people.
我逃兵被抓起来关着，我还活着，出去演习不见得回得来。
A lot of people would run away from their duty and never come back, and they would still survive.
就以我个人得到圣灵来说
，But for me, when I received the Holy Spirit,
1982年那一年我得到圣灵。
1982,
十月
哈 ，In October I received the Holy Spirit.
那位传道叫黄传道，黄正雄传道，黄正宏黄传道哈。
Preacher 黄正雄。
那一年我得到圣灵的时候，跟我一起得圣灵的人总共有20个人得到圣灵。
That year, there were 20 people who received Holy Spirit at the same time I did.
因为早期的灵恩会哈，早礼拜天的早上哈，都是儿童求圣灵。
Because in those days, it was on Sunday mornings that all the kids were praying for the Holy Spirit.
我那时候跪在第一排啊。
I was kneeling in the very front.
那个时候传道按手之后，知道你得圣灵的哈，他马上在地上画一个圈圈呐。
And so,
因为怕等一下回头忘记到底是刚刚是谁得圣灵的。
So in those days, the pastor would immediately mark a circle.
用白粉啊，白的粉笔哦，画在地上。
Use a chalk and circle behind the child who received the Holy Spirit.
是真的是这个样子啊。
And that's how it was.
我是走过那一段路的人。
And this is my journey.
让我想到说，如果今天告诉我说离开这样的信仰，我放得下去吗
？So if someone were to tell me to let go of my faith, can I really let go of it?
也大概是在差不多是1980多了八几年那个时候啊，我国小的4年级啊，
I was in my fourth grade grammar school.
有一次在这个家庭聚会的时候
，during one family service，
我在一位姐一位园林教会有一位弟兄啊，叫做韩琦哦，韩琦韩建行韩弟兄他们家家庭聚会。
We were holding family service in
Moses Han 哈。
Brother Moses Han's family.
他们家在家庭聚会的时候，那个时候在家庭布道的时候。
That was a evangelical service held in a family setting.
那个时候传那个传道在祷告，我也是祷告啊。
The pastor was praying, so was I.
说良心话哈，我有时候祷告也想上厕所。
Honestly speaking, I also
我才国小四年级嘛。
I was only a fourth grader, so I wanted to go to the bathroom during the prayer.
喜欢来教会，但是也有软弱嘛。
I like to come to church, but there are also moments of weakness.
眼睛转过来，准备要去洗手间了。
When I turn around, ready to go to the bathroom.
溜一下再回来就轻松一点了，因为那个时候祷告就是半个钟头啊。
I figure go to the bathroom, come back, it would be easier on me because the prayer was 30 minutes long.
结果我转过来的时候，看到一个妈妈，就是姓谭的哦，那个妈妈现在还在。他在跳领舞，我也没有下去，就这样愣住，这样看他。
When I turned around and I saw a sister Tan who was having a spiritual dance, and really took me by surprise.
我转过就这样子一直看他，一直看他，就忘记偷溜去洗手间了。
And I was so fascinated, I just stood there and even forgot about going to
the
bathroom.
我不晓得说跳领舞就这么好看的。
And it never dawned on me that spiritual dance can be so pretty.
我们今天的信仰到底扎根在什么样的情况
？Where does our faith get rooted today?
圣灵的动工是要到什么样的情况
？To what extent can the Holy Spirit move us?
要看我们今天有多少的信心放在他的身上。
Will depend on how much faith we place upon God.
我当兵的时候
，During my soldier days,
1982年或83年那一年
，1982 or 83,
我一样就是去屏东教会。
I went to Pingdong Church.
那时候的传道叫潘德尔传道。
And
我都可以记得那些传道的名字。
Preacher Pan, I can remember all their names.
有一个弟兄哈，也不对，有一个弟兄，一个慕道者不对，一个妈妈哈，她带着她的儿子来教会。
And there was a true seeker who brought a mother who
brought. 妈妈是有信主，儿子没有信主。
Oh, okay, the mother is a member of our church and brought.
她是被鬼附着，我也不知道啊。
Brought his son who was demon possessed. I did not know that.
后来才发现说，后来他那天晚上到礼拜六晚上是发作的时候，我才知道。
So it was on that Saturday night when he had his episode that I realized he was
demon possessed. 看到潘传道帮他祷告，眼睛是睁开开，一直看着他这样帮他祷告。
And I saw preacher Pan.Praying with his eyes open and to cast out the demon.
但看到说他这样子慢慢好鬼这样子赶出去，他慢慢这样静下来。
And seeing how after the demon was cast out, he became very calm and serene.
这些事情其实，在神临到的时候，或是我们信心足够的时候，这不是什么大事啊。
When God abides with us and when we have full faith in God, these matters don't mean much.
是神的动工啊。
Because God is working mightily.
只能够荣耀神而已。
We can only give glory to God.
但是我们今天已经离这个太远了。
But today our church is so far away from that sort of experience.
以前的祷告都是半个钟头啊，最少啊，有时候40分钟啊。
The prayer in those days were at least 30 minutes, or even up to 40 minutes.
甚至张国清传，但是张传道看到一个灵恩会的时候，看到带来被鬼附着坐在最前面。赶鬼啊！
And I even saw another episode of a casting out demon by Pastor Zhang.
我们今天的信仰要扎根啊！
Today,
要真正认识神啊！
Today, our faith must be deeply rooted and come to know God genuinely.
有一天我们遇到困难的时候，
One day when troubles come,
甚至平常在生活当中在做决定的时候，如果我们的信仰是扎根的话，我们知道第一个祷告，第一个就是要来把神抓住啊！
Even if problems come our way in our daily lives, then we know the very first thing to do is we need to seize upon God.
2007年，我结束我的学业，到凤凰城去找到一个工作。
2007, after I finished my school, I went to Phoenix to look for a job.
我在美国读书读了13年。
I studied in America.
在同一间学校。
I studied in America in the very same school for 13 years.
读到最后，我的院长他是一个台湾来的哈，他是那个时候是为了逃避台湾的政府哈，他来读书的时候就在里面做院长。
And I studied to the point where the deacon who's a Taiwanese, he came to America to
院长，不是 deacon 啊，院长
principal
定。
A dean. He's a dean of this school.
他进去做院长啊，读到最后他已经退休了哈，啊，已经过世了，我还在读啊。
And And he retired from the school, and he even passed away. I was still a student at school.
后来啊，我就到了凤凰城找到一个工作的时候。
So when I found a job in Phoenix,
好像那个绑着绳子把挣脱一样，我终于可以去开始赚钱了。
It seems like I finally struggled and broke free from the rope that bounded me.
白天做一个工作，晚上又做一个工作啊。
I can finally earn money by myself, and I had one job in the daytime, one job at night.
那个时候虽然哦，说实在话，人都有软弱的时候啊。
And all of us have moment of weakness.
虽然吼，我聚会都有到啊，可是安息日就真的就是安息日啊。
And even though I attended all the services, but on Sabbath it's truly a Sabbath rest for me.
罗子是在头下，应该很清楚。那时候就是真的安息，就坐在前面第二排，很专心的听啊，这样子绝对不会乱动的。
I was in deep rest and sitting in the front pew.
然后呢，坐刚好一年啊。
And I sat there for 1 year.
直到11月18号那一天。
Until November 28th.
2007年11月18号。
2007, November 28th.
礼拜六早上一大早。
Early morning on Sabbath.
突然间我在早上在看，因为我大概是八点下班，做晚班哈，白天的班在做，晚上再到另外一个公司继续做哈，那做晚班的时候。早上八点发现奇怪，我的眼睛怎么看不到那个 monitor？
And so,
黑白的，看不到。
I had two jobs. So the night job, I have to work until 8 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly I realized I cannot see the black and white monitor in front of me.
我背部一直流冒冷汗。
And I was breaking out in cold sweat in my back.
然后我是一直越想越恐怖啊，我的右眼整个失明，看不到了。
And I saw that my left eye completely lost its vision.
我就赶紧回家了。
So I quickly went home.
跑去找医生哈，去看医生。
I went to the doctor.
看不出到底什么原因啊，说你的眼睛 very good.
And the doctor checked for a long time and said your eyes is very good.
我说 ridiculous, I cannot see anything. How come you say very good? 我跟他说我根本看不到，你还给我说 very good， 你到底发生什么事情啊？你这医生是什么了？那个时候那我们是用最好的当时吼那个最好的保险，到了最好的保险去看医生的哦。
So I was using a very good policy, insurance policy, to seek out the best doctor.
然后呢，就在这种情况之下，我才发现说，我离神其实很远。
It was then that it dawned on me that I have departed very far away from God.
我也是很认真来聚会，我甚至也是有。也是宗教教育，也是那时候也有教啊。
And even though I have been coming to church very attentively, and even taught in religious classes,
但是我的心那个时候就是一直想要说，赶快把那个这么多年哦，终于可以上班，然后又买了房子哦，我的loan要赶快把它pay off。
But in my heart, all I was thinking was, after so many years of studying, now I have a house, I need to pay off the mortgage.
然后结果在这种情况之下，我没有办法上班了。
But under this kind of situation, I can no longer work.
请了长假。
So I asked for a long break.
我的 manager 知道我工作很认真，所以他就说随便你要请多少都可以。请完了，把你的眼睛修理好再 fix， 我才知道眼睛叫他修理好再回来。
And my manager was very sympathetic. He said he knows that I work very hard, so he said you can take as long of a break as you want until your eyes are fixed.
结果呢，一天过一天，我的眼睛都没有好。
But day after day, my eye never improved.
去检查那个眼睛的时候回来有，当然那个时候别人都看不出来，其实我一个眼睛其实已经看不见了。
Nobody knew that I had lost its function in one of my eyes.
开车的时候是用一个眼睛在看的哈。
When driving, it's just with one eye functional.
我爸爸妈妈也是很有信心，坐车子从来不 complain 的。
My parents are very have great faith in me, and then never complain when they're taking rides with me.
然后每次检查眼睛回来，他就给你点一个那个药水，让你放大瞳孔。出来的时候，整个好像容光一样，亮的要命这样。
So, after every eye check, they would put some sort of solution in my eye and to open up the pupil. So when I come out, it feels like the whole world is with glorious light.
我妈妈那时候就给我讲一句话，说不用再检查了。
And my mother said, "Don't bother checking anymore."
不用再检查了哈，祷告。
Don't bother checking, just pray.
要好好开始做检讨了。
And you have to self-reflect.
然后呢，我们就在家里面就祷告。
So at home, we continue to pray.
一个月的时间都没有办法上班，就是祷告。
For a month long, I cannot go work and just pray.
然后那时候我们就在看呢、啊，我妈妈就说一句话了，她说、哦、这个有可能就是那个那个叫做角膜哈、哦，眼角水晶体啊，水晶体剥落，水晶体整个那个 crystal 是吧？
And my mother remarked that maybe the crystal in your cornea has detached.
如果真的像医生所说的要动手术，整个水晶体移植的话，他要把那个水晶体留给我。
And she said that if truly, as the doctor described, that you have to undergo surgery, I'm willing to give you my cornea.
我那时候才想到说，父母亲的爱是真的很大，平常不讲，平常不讲的、啊，但是父母亲真的有爱。
It was then that I realized that parental love is really immense, even though they may not verbalize it daily.
可是呢，我想到说，我小时候看过这么多的异象。
But I remember I have seen so many visions since child.
天上的父，难道他不知道我的眼睛看不见吗？
Is it possible that my heavenly father doesn't know that I lost my vision?
晚上常常爬起来看，看了老半天，奇怪怎么什么都看不到，开始叫妈妈妈。我妈妈就说那个窗帘没有打开，当然你看不到。
At nighttime, I would wake up and it's
我以为另外一个眼睛也看不到了。
It's pitch black. I would look around and I didn't see anything. And then I start crying, "Mom, mom, mom!" And she comes in and says, "Oh, you forgot to open up the curtain."
直到十二月底的时候，我忽然间看到教会哈，从来不报告的，只有那一天突然间报告说，总会在找秘书啊。
And until December, the church announced that the GA was looking for a secretary.
我看一看啊，我来做秘书。我念电脑的人做秘书，我就不晓得怎么回答这个。那我哥哥就说啊，去，好像搞不好，反正这个工作你可以的啦，可以的啦。
And so when I saw that, I thought, maybe I can work at it. But I'm a computer major. How can I be a secretary? My older brother encouraged, you can do it.
我想反正两个工作也回不去的。
And I thought, well, I can't really function at my two previous jobs.
结果我就报名了。
So I applied.
我就默祷啊！我那天聚会的时候，因为报告嘛，啊，我就默祷，就报名。报名之后，我就在想说，神，如果你真的要我去做秘书，你就让我报名之后让我看得见嘛，因为秘书要用眼睛看嘛，所以你就要看得见嘛。
After the announcement, I told God that I'm going to apply for this job, and if you want me to go, then you have to give me restore my vision because I needed to do my job.
电脑的 computer engineer 做不到，来做秘书，眼睛赚回给眼睛，我算一算也值得了哈。
And even though I'm a comp sci major, I cannot do my job anymore. If I were to become a secretary and gain my vision, it's worth it.
我就报名之后哈，然后呢，礼拜一寄出去，然后礼拜三哈，那个周日是跟我 interview。
I applied, I sent out my letter on Monday and on Wednesday, Deacon Zhou interviewed me.
就 interview 结束之后，我突然间发现说，奇怪，我的眼睛慢慢可以看得到。
After the interview, miraculously, I saw that my vision was gradually regaining its ability.
眼睛看不到看得到哈，骗不了人的。
Whether you can see or not is not something that you can deceive yourself.
我就赶快叫我爸说，我的眼睛好像可以看得到。
And I quickly told my father, it seems like I'm regaining my eyesight.
过没有多久，我想想，好像是错。碰巧的哈，反正人有那种 recover 的那种能力嘛。
And so I thought maybe this is a coincidence because human body has the ability to heal itself.
教会也还没有给我回复，我就跑去回去，我再回去公司上班。
And the church didn't give me an official response yet, so I went back to my old job to work.
我回去上班的时候，一样的四个小时，只有上班第四个小时，八点进去第四，然后四点十点的时候，两个小时。上班就两个小时的时候呢，眼睛就开始慢慢又看不见了。
And so I went back to work from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and gradually I lost my vision. It became very dim.
我再看看是这个环境的问题呀。
I said maybe it's because of the environment.
反正那一架不行，没关系，我还有另外一个 backup， 我就已经完全放弃晚上那个工作了。
So I figure, well, okay, I can work at that job and I'll let go one and then keep the other.
白天最少生活正常，眼睛一定会恢复。
At least I'll keep my day job so I can live a normal life.
我回去白天那个工作的时候，一模一样。
And when I went back to my day job, the same thing happened.
我进去上班的时候也是同样的，这时间两个小时时间到的时候，我记得中午饭他还没有到，中午时间都还没有到哦，眼睛又开始又慢慢看不见了。
Just 2 hours after I arrived at work, gradually my vision dissipated.
我就赶快回家哦，找跟我妈妈说，我真的不能再没有办法上班了，好像真的要去总会。
So I quickly went back home and told my mother, it seems like I cannot, I have to go work for GA rather than my old job.
我妈就跟我说哦，你不要再铁齿哦，乖乖的去总会。
And so my mom recommended just go work for GA.
结果呢，我要离开我家，要搬到总会的时候，我的车子的方向灯坏掉。
So when we were relocating to move to work for GA, the headlight of my car broke down.
那天刚好是我们凤凰城教会灵恩会，胡真胜传道来布道。
And that was a day of a spiritual convocation in Phoenix, and Pastor Hu was the presiding pastor.
我在想啊，我明天就要走了，我的车子坏掉。
And I figured I'm leaving tomorrow, but now my car is malfunctioning.
那种感觉好像我要去做这件事情，可是却有很多的阻挡一直在前面。
And it seems like I want to do this work, but there's a lot of obstacles.
所以我也是这样子祷告跟神说，你如果要我去的话，你最少要让我的方向灯好，我才能够开 highway 嘛。
And so I prayed to God, I said, if you want me to work at this job, then at least let me drive safely at home.
今天是礼拜天，我去哪里找修车的？
This is a Sunday, where can I go look for someone to repair my car?
想想说啊，也好，反正没有去的话呢，如果眼睛就这样子慢慢的有在进步的话呢，我再回去找工作也可以啊。
And then I thought, well, it's okay if I don't go to that job, as long as my vision slowly restores.
起起伏伏，上上下下的挣扎。
So I was struggling.
有一个多月的时间呢。
I was struggling between this and that options for over a month.
然后一直直到我后来，我那天我就祷告说，我要去教会的时候，我就祷告，布道会礼拜六晚上布道会的时候，我就祷告说，神你要让他好啊。
And so on that Saturday night evangelical service, I prayed to God, please fix my car.
隔天早上真的方向灯就好。
And then the next morning, the lights are functioning.
我就这样子在想啊，这也很恐怖啊，万一在路上坏掉怎么办？
And then I thought, well, this is frightening because if the car lights break down while I'm on my way.
我就这样祷告说，神啊，你若让它坏三次再好三次，我才会相信，我就乖乖的去。
So I prayed to God that
你看，车灯坏掉就好，坏掉又好三次就够了。
If you allow the headlights to break down and then restore, a total of three times, then I'll believe this is your will for me.
结果的那天中午的时候，我就跑去发动车的时候，方向灯又坏掉。
So
干脆就去吃饭，吃完饭再回来发动，方向灯又好了。
So at lunchtime, I went to check on my car light. It was broken, and then after lunch, it was fine again.
中餐一次，那天晚上的晚餐又同样的事情又一次。
And dinner time, the same thing happened.
Lunch
and dinner.
然后那天晚上回到家的时候，方向灯又坏掉了。
And so when I returned home, the same happened.
然后我就停到 parking lot， 其实我爸妈都不知道方向灯坏掉，他乖乖坐在上面，车子从来就这样坐开回家。
My parents didn't even realize that the headlights was out, so they just sat in the car.
他们进去里面就一直问我说：“你怎么不赶快进来？”
And when they went inside the house, they said, "Why don't you come in?"
我说：“你不要吵，我有事情啊。”我就说：“哈利路亚，哈利路亚，最后一次了。”
I said, "Don't bother me. I have something, and I pray, Hallelujah, last time."
再把转下去的时候，方向灯就真的好了。
And then I started my car, and now the lights are back.
也真的从那一次开始到现在，方向灯都没有坏掉过。
And from that time forward until now, it never broke down.
我就开着那台车子来到了总会上班。
So I drove that car to work for GA.
我一到总会上班的时候
，And when I started working for GA,
我爸爸就打了一个电话告诉我
，My father called me.
说你退税的钱已经到了。
That your tax rebate has come.
问他说多少
？How much？
他就告诉我多少钱。
He told me how much amount.
这一个数目字刚刚好，就是因为我生病没有办法去上班的那一个月的薪水。
And that amount was exactly the salary in which I could not go work for a month.
一元不差哦。
And was exactly to the dollar.
你没有碰到这种事情，真的很难想象怎么会这么刚好。
And you have never, if you never experienced this, this is like a great coincidence.
那种感觉就是好像神在安慰我了。
Because it was God consoling me.
你要安定下来，好好的工作。
You have to settle down and work faithfully.
在我们的一生当中，其实我们有很多时间可以看到神。
In our lifetime, there are many occasions where we can see God.
但是我们往往都是已经不经意的让它过去的。
But we often just let the moment slip by without awareness.
我来到美国的时候
，When I came to United States,
一个英文都不懂的人
，I did not know one lick of English.
以前哦，在国中考补考，国中的英文都要补考了。
And even during my junior high school, I had to.
题目也不是很难啊。
I had to get take a backup test.
画一个窗户，写一个 window， 那我就写个 window。
And the test of it was very easy. There's a window, but I wrote iron instead.
那个声音很像。但我来到美国的时候，英文那时候 orange water 两个字而已，我就来美国了。
And when I came to United States, I only knew two words, water and orange.
但是呢，神却一路的再带过来，这种实在是没有时间讲哦。
But God has been guiding me every
step of the way. 我每一次去 NYTS 的时候，都跪在那个钢琴前面这样祷告。
Every time during NYTS, I would kneel before the piano.
没有人能够知道我有多么痛苦啊。
No one knows the sadness.
写一封信告诉我的父亲说，你的儿子拿着三门非常伟大的课啊。
No one knows the grief inside. So when I wrote a letter to my father, I took
astronomy, geography, anthropology, 上至天文，下至地理，中至人文，都拿了。Anthropology, astronomy, 跟那个 geography.
These are the three classes I took from heaven to down to earth.
到了学期末的时候，全部都是 F.
And by the end of the semester, I got F, straight F.
那学期末结束之后，我就赶快去参加 NYTS， 赶快开始祷告。
And so after the ending of the semester, I quickly went to NYTS to pray.
怎么毕得了业?
With this kind of lousy English, how can I finish my
school? 回到学校之后，还是一样收到成绩单，没有改变，一样是 F 啊。
When I came back to school, there's no miracle. I'm still F, straight F.
只是觉得说那个时候每次来到 NYTS 的时候，其实我一个英文都听不懂啊。
I just know that when I came to NYTS, I did not want know one word of English.
聚完会的时候，可能是站起来唱诗，我就跪下去准备祷告啊。
And maybe at the end of the service, people are getting ready to sing him. I just want to go.
然后再假装
在
拿赞美诗上来，赶快站起来。
Quickly bring up the hymnal to sing.
可是那个时候，只要我听到赞美诗的声音以及祷告的声音，我就很高兴。
But I was very satisfied just hearing the voices of the hymnal and prayers.
所以每一次只要来到教会，好像回到家一样，让我回想到当初我在当兵的时候，这种冲进去教会那种感觉。
But every time I come to church.It felt like I was coming home, just like when during my Marine days, going to church.
跪下来祷告，叫我终于抓到有终于有希望。
When I kneel down and pray, I know that I finally have a shred of hope.
每次来到教会就祷告就很高兴。
So each time I pray, I'm filled with a great gladness.
但是这个祷告经过了十年。
But this type of prayer lasted for over 10 years.
第一年、第二年什么事情都没发生，我一样是拿到 F.
First couple of years, same thing. I got straight Fs.
我记得是1998年，我收到一张通知单。
In 1998, I received this notice.
啊，就是说通知我已经是最后一次的 notice， 就是那个 probation。
This is a final notice of your probation.
就是 probation， 就是留校查，已经最后，如果再拿一个 F 可以出去了。
It means that if I take one more F, then you're ready to leave the school.
可以离开学校。
You can leave the school.
啊，让我想到说，一个人不管他发生什么事情。
And it reminded me that no matter what happens to one person,
英文不会不是大事啊。
Even if you don't know English, it's no big deal.
生活辛苦不怎么样。
The hardship of life doesn't mean anything.
离开神才是很可怕。
But if you depart from God, it's very dreadful.
遇到什么事情回来教会，赶快跪下来祷告。
Remember, anything that happens to you, just come back to church and pray.
不要想说要用什么方法去解决，解决不了的。
You don't need to think of human ways because it's impossible.
你去看医生，医生跟你说 your eyes very good.
If you go to a doctor, the doctor says your eyes is perfect.
但是呢，谁知道神最清楚啊。
But who knows? God is most aware.
完全看不到的，你还给我讲 very good， 只有神知道。
And I completely cannot see.
我们最后看一节圣经节，约伯记第二十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 22.
约伯记二十二章的第二十一节。
Job 22 verse 21.
约伯记二十二章二十一节。
Job 22 verse 21.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby goodwill will come to you.
我们通常虽然我们好像感觉到是我们是认识神。
We normally think that we know God.
可是有时候我们遇到事情的时候，信心还是不够。
But when certain events happen, we still are short of a faith.
求神能够加添我们的信心。
So we ask the Lord to add to our faith.
平常在我们生活当中，真的要多祷告。
We have to pray often in our everyday life.
我常常感觉到说，我以前这个祷告好像一直想要把它抓回的感觉。
And I often feel that through my prayer, I can seize onto God.
跪下来祷告，那个眼泪就一直掉下来，觉得很。神跟我们很近。
The moment I kneel down, my tears roll down my face, and I feel like God is so close.
我见证到是以上，愿 一切的荣耀都能够归于天上的真神。
May all the glory be unto our heavenly Father.
也能够造就每一位弟兄姐妹。
To edify everyone.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。感谢神，陈弟兄给我们很好的见证。
We thank God, Brother Paul has given us a very good testimony.
有两件事情啊，值得我们来学习。
There are two things that deserves our imitation.
第一个就是对父母的关心。
First is concern for the parents.
这实在是非常的难得。
This is very noble.
急着要赶回去要照顾父母。
He rushed home in order to take care of them.
这个是圣经里面讲哈，这个。孝顺啊，就是我们蒙福。
This is as described in the Bible. If we honor our parents, we will be rewarded.
对父母有感情。
We have affection for our parents.
这是我们这一代的人啊需要思想。
This is something that we have to think about.
那第二个就是对神的信心。
Second is our faith toward God.
使他能够来度过很多的困难。
Sustain him.To overcome many difficulties.
所以神的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
So the power of God is revealed in the weaknesses of humans.
在他的见证里面可以看到他有很多软弱的地方。
Through his testimonies, we see that he had many weaknesses.
但是神的能力就在这里彰显出来。
But we see that God's ability is revealed in such moments.
最后他要到总会上班。
And lastly, when he went to work for GA,
神给他非常清楚的证明。
God gave him a very clear, unmistakable proof.
这个方向灯啊，三次坏，三次好。
And his headlights was broken for three times and repaired for three times.
所以啊，这个都是我们在靠着信心，神给我们指引的一个很好的见证。
So these are all very good testimonies of God's guidance and granting our faith.
好，我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息。